Next case is 09-966, Ohio State Bar Association versus Gary Allen Heath.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice and Justices. Is it possible I get a drink of water first?
I'm sorry.
Is it possible I get a drink of water first?
Sure, sure.
I've got an allergy and I'm...
The clock is running. It's your time.
Thank you. I am Gary Allen Heath, the alleged respondent in this case, and I would ask you to please excuse my unfamiliarity with these proceedings and reading from my notes, as I've never been in had a case in a court of law before, actually not even a traffic ticket, so I'm unfamiliar with where I'm at here. I am here by special appearance, and I will discuss the merits of this case only from the standpoint of lack of subject matter jurisdiction. The alleged relators have consistently failed to follow the rules required by the Supreme Court. The alleged relators have consistently distorted and/or falsified the record in this case, which these issues I have raised repeatedly with the relators. For example, the alleged relators have at numerous times stated in the record that I filed documents in court. I have never filed any documents in any court relative to this matter. The alleged relators have filed documents in the record in this case that has a forged signature. I do not know who created these documents. I was unaware of these documents until they were submitted in the case. The alleged relators and the
Counsel,
board.
Counsel, what documents are you talking about?
The one that comes specifically to mind would be in the original complaint. I think it was Exhibit A, quite a huge document.
All of the documents contained in the amended complaint, Exhibit A, you said are forgeries?
Exhibit A in the original complaint by the bar, which is a very thick, complicated document. The first time I saw that document was when the bar, I think it was Tricia Sprinkle, actually sent that to me and told me it was my document. I had never seen it before. I didn't compose it. Matter of fact, whoever even did it didn't even spell my name right. So, and I'm of course being accused of doing it. So I wanted to bring that point up.
When you present, did you present that information to the bar? What was their response when you said it was a forgery?
Basically, a lot of the different things that were sent to the bar, they really never answered. They didn't acknowledge them as such, which I have down in my notes some other points about that.
What do you mean they didn't acknowledge? I mean, how did you present to them the fact that it was a forgery? What did you
say? That it wasn't me that did them. I didn't do them.
Did they ever get a handwriting expert or analysis?
No, there was no mention of that at all, I was curious about, but there was no mention.
In paragraph 18 of the panel's report, as you know, it says on January 2007, respondent prepared, filed, or caused to be filed on behalf of Miller a quote notice to recuse, affidavit, bias, prejudice, notice, objection to this court's jurisdiction in the municipal court of Ashland County. Document alleges misconduct by public officials, presents legal arguments relating to evidence, and demands a removal of the magistrate. The document was signed by the respondent as attorney in fact. You said none of the documents. Were you excluding this document? The panel says it was filed.
There were probably a couple documents that my friend Mr. Miller and I had worked on together, but The one that I'm talking about, the one that was like very big and to the court and stuff, no, I had nothing to do with that.
Who do you think did it?
I don't know. I think Mr. Miller's probably talked to a few people. He was an Amishman, and like I said, he's been a friend of mine for a while, and I think he was desperate. You know, they came out and turned his gas off, and with a wife and five children, I'm not really sure.
Well, was it signed? The panel says it was signed by a respondent as, quote, attorney in fact. Is that not true?
The document that I know that I did send was a document to Ms. Burson, who was the original owner, which I know I did sign that document. And that was one of the first things that were ever done. And yes, it was attorney in fact, which of course is not the same as attorney at law, has nothing to do with it in my research, what I found. I've never claimed to be an attorney at law, ever.
I'm curious about your theory that the allegation that the board on unauthorized practice of law doesn't have any jurisdiction, and that you say, quote, the practice of law is an occupation of common right. What is that?
Well, if I could, sir, if I could just kind of go over, I'm laying some of that out and actually okay. giving cites.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm very nervous and I'm not thinking
You're
well.
You're doing very well answering questions.
With my sinuses, I apologize.
Proceed.
Okay, I do not know who created some of these documents, and I was unaware of these documents until they were submitted in the case. The alleged relators and the board on the unauthorized practice have ignored the rules adopted by this court. Alleged relators failed to produce documents requested and failed to answer admissions. Alleged relators attempted to intimidate me by alleging violation of unauthorized practice under the revised code.
Do you recognize the authority, sir, of this court to regulate the practice of law?
Yes, sir. I have a cite in here about that in my notes, if I could.
All right. And then if you file documents in a court on behalf of another party, that has been determined to be the practice of law.
Sir, I filed.
And only those who are lawyers are permitted that privilege.
Sir, I have never filed any documents related to this matter in any court.
Well, in answer to the chief's question, you admitted that you'd filed one in the action.
No, I did not file, sir. I did not say that. What I said was I sent a private two-party letter from myself directly to Ms. Burson. I did not file that in a court. And I put right on the bottom that it was void where prohibited by law, and it was non-negotiable, and explained to her it was between her and I only. If she wanted to enter into that contract, it was.
Did you sign an affidavit or denying corporate existence and file that or cause it to be filed in the municipal court in Jefferson County?
I filed nothing in the court, sir, period.
That's one of the documents you claim was forged?
The Exhibit A, like I said, I'd never even.
I'm talking about Exhibit G.
I
affidavit of denial of corporate existence and verified facts for the record. Indicating on January 5th, 2007, you prepared, filed, or caused it to be filed in that court. Are you denying that?
I filed nothing in any court, sir.
Did you prepare that?
I'm not even sure what you're referring
Exhibit
to.
Exhibit G.
I don't know Exhibit Z, sir. I'm sorry. I just, for ignorance, I just came here to go over this, and I just.
And on January 5th, there was a request for an extension of time in the municipal court in Ashland County. And it's alleged that you signed the document as attorney in fact, Exhibit H. Did you in fact sign that document?
That I'm not sure. I worked with Mr. Miller trying to assist him, but I know I filed nothing in any courts.
When you say you filed nothing, are you saying that you physically did not take documents to the Ashland Municipal Court and hand them to the clerk of courts?
That's correct. I've never filed
anything.
All right.
Who did?
That I'm not sure.
Okay, not sure. Do you know if Mr. Miller did that?
That I'm not sure. The issue is, or the problem is, Mr. Miller lives quite a ways north of here. up there than what I do, and we were friends, but I couldn't just go up whenever I wanted because of work. So as a friend to friend, I was simply trying to assist him.
So you prepared these documents and gave them to Mr. Miller? Is that true?
I did not even prepare all the documents.
I'm not saying all of them. Some of the documents. Did you prepare some of the documents and give them to Mr. Miller?
I left them with Mr. Miller. That's correct.
All right. And did you instruct Mr. Miller to take them to the Ashland Municipal Court?
No, I don't think I ever instructed anybody to go file anything in court.
What was the purpose then of preparing Exhibit F or Exhibit G or Exhibit I? What was your purpose in preparing these documents?
I'm sorry, but I'm sure some of those documents I never did prepare, so I'm not
familiar with
them.
The ones you did prepare, let's just narrow it down to those. What was your purpose in preparing those documents?
Okay. Exhibit B, I believe it was, from the original complaint, that I know I prepared, and I sent that directly to Ms. Burson. My intent was to get her to let Mr. Miller, the Amish person, continue to use the gas he'd been using for like 8 years. When her husband passed away and she remarried, I guess the grandchildren became involved, and that's when they determined Mr. Miller shouldn't be using the gas anymore, coming out of the ground on his own property, and that's what started all of this. And so that's why I sent that letter directly to Ms. Burson. Now, how it got to a court, or who did whatever with it, I really don't know.
Okay, but then the subsequent letters, for example, the verified notice and demand for an extension of time that you said you prepared.
I don't know that I prepared that. I think that there may have been someone else who did some things, but I don't really know. I'd have to see the document.
Well, I'm presuming that you looked over these documents in preparation for your appearance here today.
That's why I made the statement that some of these documents were forged and they weren't mine. Like I said, for example, A, I'd never even seen it before.
But some of them you do admit to having prepared.
At least one I know I prepared, I'm sure. And that was Exhibit
B. Did you present that allegation to the board, the panel, when you were had an opportunity to discuss this with the, because I don't see anything in their opinion that suggests any mention of forgery or that you didn't do it or somebody else did it. Is this a new finding?
I believe in my paperwork I did let them know that that I didn't do all of that and that there was forgery involved. I'm pretty sure I did.
Did you appear before the panel?
No, this is the first time I've been anywhere.
So you never appeared in front of Kevin Williams and Judge Gladden and Don Hunt?
There were, I think, at least one thing scheduled that was canceled, if I recall.
You did file an answer, at least you filed one answer when this case was originally brought, is that correct?
Yes, I think.
Okay, and then there was an amended complaint filed, which I do not believe you did answer, is that right?
Yes, I did.
You did answer twice?
Yes, I believe so, yes. And I think there was a motion for like a summary judgment, and the first time it was dismissed or overruled or whatever. And then there was a second one to which I responded, and that time the bar did at least granted summary judgment.
Mr. Heath, what do you do for a living?
I resurface headlights.
You what?
Resurface headlights.
Resurface headlights.
Yes, when the headlights get discolored.
And right? And your business is located where?
Here in Columbus.
In Columbus. Uh-huh. And Mr. Miller is, you said, Amish.
That's correct. He lives in
and
Ashland.
Lives where?
Ashland County.
Where in Ashland County?
It's County Road, I think, 23.
North or south of Ashland? North.
Northeast.
And is he one of those Amish who is opposed to going into court or voting, or there are different sects?
Conservative, I would say, fairly conservative. The way I met him originally was years ago, I used to haul freight for Ford, And when I came to Amish country, I would stop and buy potatoes and different things. And that's how I met him years ago originally.
Okay, and how did his problem come to your attention?
I think he called different people trying to figure out what to do, because it was, I think, November or December of, it's like 3 years ago, when they told him he couldn't use his gas anymore, and he was...
And this is a gas well that's on his farm that heats his home, and...
Yes.
And that was part of what he understood to be the...
That was part of the original agreement. My understanding is a person bought this land, and the gas was coming out, of course, in a well. The person who sold it to him owned the well, but they said, you can use the gas. Well, they sold that property to Daniel Miller, who then said, now, I have to have the gas. And they said, no problem. You know, it's the well's on your property. Go ahead. But I guess grandchildren got involved and said, we want to build another house adjacent to his property, but we need more gas. So they got an attorney to get his gas turned off. So, I mean, it was kind of, but at any rate, that was all I was ever doing, was trying to help a friend not get his gas turned off in November, December.
So you got involved trying to help a friend negotiate a problem with a neighbor?
With her directly, and that's how everything started.
And then it ended up becoming more formal. What the person, that family went to court at some point to enforce their rights, is that?
They went before, I think, a magistrate or something. And I think he ruled in their favor. And then Daniel had talked to Department of Natural Resources and some other stuff, and they researched the well and different things. And they gave him papers, so then he got an attorney and went back, and then he won. So he is still using the gas today. So he and his family have use of the gas on their property.
You're saying that he eventually, Mr. Miller, did get an attorney?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the Department of Natural Resources did something and did research, and they told him there was some attorney somewhere that specialized in, I guess, oil wells or, you know, whatever. And that person took whatever and went and...
And then Mr. Heath, based on that representation, do I understand that you're not involved in this matter anymore?
I've never been involved since right after it all started.
I mean, you're not preparing any more documents? You're not sending out any letters?
No. As a matter of fact, if I could read my... There's a lot of stuff here. I don't know how the time goes here.
It goes quickly is how it goes here, Mr.
I'm sorry?
It said time goes very quickly here.
Okay. Can I go ahead with this then?
Well, let me ask you another question. Did you receive any compensation at all for assisting Mr. Miller?
No, he's a good friend. They struggle sometimes, especially with winter coming on. I got a letter from him stating very specifically that I never charged him anything. I believe it's referred to as the pro bono. And I never charged him a penny for anything and never looked for it. It was just a friend in need. And that was it. And
do you realize at this point that your involvement probably cost him some significant problems as well as yourself? You haven't helped anybody here.
I think that my original thought was if I hadn't encouraged him to try to get his gas back, he had the demeanor, he would have just given up, and I don't know what he would have done. I think he would have lost his place, because he couldn't survive, because in their culture, their lighting, the refrigerator,
right,
their heat,
I understand all
gas.
That, but what, so you're saying that you think you did some good here?
Yes, I believe, and initially I encouraged him to do what he should do, and that was to stand up for his rights to have the gas coming out of his ground.
Okay, would you do this again?
I would never help anybody with anything legal related again as long as I live. The pressure.
You wouldn't send notices to various agencies telling them that what you told them in some of these letters, certainly, hopefully, are
sir, I sent
your name
none of
as
those,
attorney in fact and those sorts of things. You can be helpful,
I sent none of those letters to any of those agencies, sir. I absolutely did not.
You didn't respond to the motion for summary judgment that was filed by the relator back when this first began. When there was evidence submitted by the relator, I noticed that there was no response by you, so the panel only had the evidence from the relator from the bar, somebody from the Bar Association. Some of it was submitted by the lawyer, the actual lawyer that, that represented Ms. Burson after you had your turn at her.
I wasn't involved in any of that, so I don't know. Yeah. Like I said, the letter I know I did, I sent directly to Ms. Burson, and I wanted it to be between her and I because I felt that what was happening was unjust. I didn't file anything in any court. I unfortunately don't know who did what, but my name got on things, and like I said, the one, they didn't even spell my name right, so it's, I'm amazed, but I guess maybe I didn't explain that real well to the bar, but I tried to tell them that I didn't do.
Are you, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but are you familiar with the so-called common law court movement or folks in Ohio?
I'm not sure what you mean, common law court.
Well, your language, your statement about the practice of law is an occupation of common right and nobody has jurisdiction.
That was
that's the language we hear from them. I'm just curious whether you know of them or because I ask you to give me your thoughts about what's this occupation of common right. What's your theory on that? And you were going to tell us. Now you've used your 5 minutes over your time, but can you briefly state your theory on why?
Sort of a lot of the
had the authority to do this. Apparently, you seem to allege
a lot of what I think and believe is like the normal person. You research and you try to figure things out. Originally, to me, it was just a letter to Ms. Burson to, go away, let them use their gas. And then when the bar kind of came after me for whatever reason on all this stuff, then I started doing research on the internet trying to figure out what to do. I mean, quite honestly, I felt pretty desperate and very intimidated by all this. I mean.
So you found some of this language that you used to respond by looking on the internet for help?
Yes, I needed help then too because I felt I was kind of being sucked under the waves by a force that I had no understanding of. When you've never even had a traffic ticket and been in court before, then this is.
Well, there's two steps here that I'm a little curious about. Obviously, the best advice you could have given Mr. Miller initially is, I'm not a lawyer, but I suggest you talk to one.
I did.
Then when you decided to immerse yourself in this problem and the Bar Association contacted you, you failed to get a lawyer to help you out here. I'm a little curious about that.
According to the research that I'd seen on the internet, in my mind, I felt I had done nothing wrong. I'd broken no laws. I was just trying to help a friend, and I never dreamt that I would be here today, not in my wildest dreams. And I can assure you, you'll never see me here again.
Thank you, Mr. Heath.
Thank you.
Bar Association, the relator has waived oral argument, having not filed a brief. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion. You'll receive a written opinion from us.
Thank you.
Marshall, please adjourn court.